tighter restrictions on retail sales, specifically gun shows. Governor Walz, is that kind of a minimum as far as you're concerned of what needs to be done, of what you would support as governor? I'm talking about the retail loophole.
Pretty obvious on this that I sit at the center of this as much as anyone. I would have to echo Speaker Hortman's sentiments that society changes rapidly, and there's expectations that we adjust to that. If you want to know what I saw a lot about, there are a lot of these suburban votes were predicated on this issue of safety, a large piece of them. Safety, healthcare, and education, and gun safety wrapped up into that. I understand, and I think there's not as much difference as you hear on a very volatile issue, and there's four folks up here were talking pretty candidly about this, of trying to strike what is the age-old question, striking the constitutional and personal freedoms versus societal safety pieces on that. And when you look at the research, we're not going to reduce all of them, no, but things like red flags laws and gun show loopholes do have the potential to reduce some of those. And what I think they do more of is they show us that we can work together to listen to each other's side on this and strike some proper balances, because this issue, and again, this is actually very core. I have the last firearm I bought, I did an FFL, took them 11 minutes or whatever, and they come back with this. I also have my wife's grandfather's M1 that he bought after coming back from World War II that he just gave to me. And striking that in our culture and in the safety and what that means, it is a fairly complex issue, but I don't think these are intractable. I do reject the notion that we can't do things to make things safer. I reject the notion that of all the nations in the world, this is just inherently here, that we do a worse job of it than any place else. We can do better than that in trying to strike that balance. So my expectations are that we have a robust, honest debate. I would like to see those two pieces of legislation that have been suggested move forward with the safeguards and the debate and the compromises necessary to make them do as much as possible what they're supposed to do without infringing on those rights. If that happens, I think we can get it done.
I want to be really clear for those of you who are writing gun stories. There is no such thing as a gun show loophole. The dealers that come to a gun show and sell guns have federal firearms licenses, and they do background checks on those purchases. I know. I participate in this. I was at three gun shows last year myself, and I think it's really important. Is it possible for a member of the public to show up at a gun show and sell a gun to another member of the public? Yes, but the gun show has nothing to do with that relationship. The people who are, if you sell more than three guns in a year, you're required to have a federal firearms license, and you're required to do background checks on the people that you sell your guns to. So I think we just need to be really clear about that. There really is no such thing as a gun show loophole, and guns that are sold at gun shows are subject to background checks.
Okay, can I buy one at a gun show without a background check?
From an individual, you can.
So
you can also buy it outside of
it. Purchasing of a firearm at a gun show without a background check.
You can also purchase that firearm from that individual outside of a gun show. The gun show has nothing to do with it. If you purchase a gun show from somebody who is...
Are you advocating expanding that further then outside the gun show if that's...
No, our caucus actually brought a bill last year that would have offered liability protections to someone who went and got a background check on a private party sale. And I think that incentive, it's the carrot instead of the stick that we talked about. If you're selling one, to Tom Bach's point, if you're selling one private party to somebody that you know, somebody in your hunting party, a family member, I mean, somebody that's been in your hunting party for 20 years, I don't think a background check should be required on that. But everyone has the ability to go to their local law enforcement right now on a private party sale and get a background check. That service is available to any Minnesotan right now, and I think it's good practice. I don't think people should transfer firearms to people that they don't know without a background check ever, period.
There is a loophole.
Okay. And you would agree with that, Governor, I would assume, that nobody should transfer a firearm to somebody they don't know without a background check?
Yeah, that's correct. But I think there's some good starting places here that you heard. Nobody is under any illusion that this is an easy one. But I do think the spirit of trying to tackle them, and it's something that was made very clear to me, this is a rapidly changing societal issue, that the expectation in Minnesota is for us to certainly have the debate as a minimum, and I think the expectation is to get something done.